Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 115 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. Well, welcome to another segment of Match Points, where we answer questions from our listeners. This is Match Points segment number 12. If you'd like to send us a question, you can email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. Folks, a quick note regarding this particular podcast episode. In our Match Point segments, we typically select questions from three of our listeners, but for this particular segment, we will address a number of questions asked by just a single subscriber due to the length of our response. Now, Steve from Los Angeles, California writes, I'm a solid 4.0 player in my late 20s. Recently, I've been playing a lot more singles. One recurring problem I have is not completing my swing through contact on my forehand side. I've noticed this becomes more prevalent during a tight set and also as rallies get extended. At times, I feel almost helpless, like I'm mentally crumbling the longer a rally goes on. Do you think this is more of a physical issue? For example, poor footwork and technique, which can lead to poor balance and then ultimately a poor ball strike. And the more poor shots I hit, it starts to get in my head. Or is it more of an issue with my mental game from the start? For example, a fear of trusting my stroke in the first place and just going for it. You know, I really don't have this experience when I'm rallying in between matches. If it's more of a mental fortitude issue, then are there some drills that can help? A friend of mine suggested playing out games starting at deuce to create a higher pressure circumstance. Although I always intend to thrive under pressure and can see the obvious merits of this drill, I also feel it can make me crumble even more. I know I'm asking more than one question, but what are your thoughts on all of this? Thank you. Hey Steve, thanks for your questions. You know, what you've described is actually fairly common, so let's dive right in and address your questions. You know, the primary cause of what you've described is both physical and mental. And let me say, they take turns as to which comes first and triggers the other. In one instance, mechanical flaws, which virtually all recreational and club players have, whether it's an incomplete trunk rotation, not enough knee bend, premature posting, poor preparation, which leads to late ball contact, bad posture, which can impact the explosiveness of your athletic movement, leaning too much with the head, which can lead to compromised balance, and so on. All or any or all of this can cause you to expend a lot more energy than is necessary to prepare, execute, and recover after each move and stroke. As a rally extends, your mind and body fatigue and then tries to compensate for that fatigue by, quote, making do. Now, this may include not finishing your strokes, arming the ball, not staying down in your ground strokes, etc. Of course, it varies from player to player as to how effectively one manages these mechanical flaws. The other instance is as you referenced, and that is when you are not all that confident about a part of your game and already feel uneasy before the first ball is even struck. As a rally extends, the anxiety and pressure build with each shot. Now, folks, I don't think I need to go into what anxiety and pressure do to your muscles and movement, right? I mean, it's a tough cycle. This is why it's challenging for many recreational players to keep the ball in play with, quote, real strokes. They get fatigued, anxious, or anxious, fatigued, and so on. During practice, when you're just rallying, look, most players do not experience as much breakdown or degradation because, well, hey, it's not a real match. Even when you play 21 points, which is a good drill for playing out points minus the serving, let's face it, it's nowhere near comparable to being in a real match situation with real match pressure. As for drills that can help, there are several that I incorporate in my sessions that are very effective in addressing the fatigue-anxiety paradigm. Situational drills are a part of many coaches and instructors' repertoire of drills. And Steve, it's essentially what your friend suggested. Situational drills by way of varying the starting game score can be helpful as they aim to simulate different game and match situations. I incorporate these drills in my lessons as well. But one quick comment I'll add regarding situational drills is this. I've always believed that the degree of effectiveness of these drills is highly dependent on the particular player matchups that are arranged. So it is essential to take into consideration the player's skill levels, shot producing abilities, and play styles, to name a few. Now, there are a couple of drills that I often employ for building shot tolerance, staying relaxed, and confident. The first one is what I simply call a tempo drill. This is essentially having two players engage in a three-quarter speed baseline rally with full form and strokes. You know, the key is to try to get to 20 strokes between the two players, and then 30, and then 50, and so on, all with real strokes, no bunting or pushing. While this sounds simple, I assure you it is not. Most recreational players shortchange themselves and each other by decelerating their racket head speed and pushing or bunting the ball over, instead of setting up properly and making a proper, fluid, and full stroke. Now, folks, a proper, fluid, and full stroke does not mean you're ripping the cover off the ball. The key is to try to stay relaxed and focused on proper mechanics so you don't burn energy unnecessarily. When you are hitting neutral or rally balls, you still have to execute with proper preparation, form, and mechanics. If you can do that, it will help reduce your anxiety level and breakdown of form, increase your shot tolerance, and help keep you in the points a lot longer. The second drill I like to employ, particularly with beginner to intermediate level players, is what I call the pusher drill, which I find to be very useful for not only teaching players how to play against the pusher, but also very effective for building shot tolerance. Now, I discussed this in detail in previous podcasts, including podcast episodes 40, 41, and 95. In this drill, a game is played up to 11, 15, or 21 points versus the player I am training. A point is started with a ground stroke and becomes live on the third stroke of the rally. As the one doing the training, I will simply get the ball back into play and play defense. In these drills, it's pretty common for rallies to last 20 strokes or longer. The long rallies help improve your focus, mental, and physical toughness. It promotes patience and challenges you to hit a lot of balls and to be prudent about seizing opportunities to go on the offensive, opportunities that you create. Steve, at the end of the day, as you gain more practice and experience with these long, extended rallies and pressure situations, I have no doubt the breakdowns in your game will become fewer and far between. You will find yourself to be more relaxed, comfortable, and effective in those moments. I hope that answers your questions. Folks, thanks for your questions. Keep them coming. I look forward to addressing more of your questions in future Matchpoint segments. As a reminder, if you'd like to send us a question, email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock_and_rally. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.